Okay. Well, I've let you do your venting now, beautiful woman. Sip on the wine and pour to you, and let me speak for a little while. You look absolutely beautiful. I know you think it's a little short. You think that the color is a little off. I know you weren't happy with how you were treated out there, and you're frustrated about it, but if anyone even for a moment thought that you didn't cut it like this deliberately, I would be completely surprised, because it looks fucking perfect on you, and you know that's true. You look absolutely beautiful. Beyond that, though, I completely understand why you're not happy, and you know, you should just spend a good 20 minutes looking in the mirror. Maybe you'll realize how perfect your hair looks right now. Just as perfect as the rest of you, babe. And I hate when you're upset. Full stop, whatever the reason. I know it's not silly. Shh, I'm talking. Just listen to me. I don't think it's silly to be upset about it at all. Self-confidence, your image, it's aesthetic, sure, but it's goddamn important. That's why I've cut my own hair, because I generally can't trust any good salons for men, you know, any hairdressers, they don't really do what I want. But I've been doing my hair for a couple of years now, so I've gotten used to it. And you've gone out on the limb, tried something new, and I think it looks absolutely gorgeous. And that's to no skill of theirs. That's completely on you. You look wonderful, and I mean that. So why don't you just lie with me here for a little while, and I can tell you a little bit more about how beautiful you look. How does that sound? Quiet. No, I understand. I just want you to realize that despite the fact that you're not happy with it, it looks beautiful. Which means you're being hard on yourself. You're being hard on your physical appearance, and it's silly because you look exceptional. I especially love the way that one little strand runs so delicately across your neckline over here. And I love how it exposes and draws the eye to your delicate, beautiful neck. I love the way on the other side it's cascading a little bit more, and the way that captures your cheekbone and just shows off side of your face so perfectly. It draws my eyes to those beautiful lips of yours. And then there's the color, which makes your lovely, lovely eyes pop and explode enigmatically. I couldn't even say what color your eyes are at the moment. You've got shades of everything, because your beautiful hair brings it out so wonderfully. I'll tell you what we'll do. You'll finish this wine, and I'll grab the bottle, run a bath, and grab a couple more glasses, and we can sip on the wine. Okay, fine, we can have Sauvignon Blanc. I bought a really great Merlot though, and I was like, okay, fine, it's your night, it's fine, we'll have the Sauvignon Blanc, and we'll sip on that, and have a bath together, and I will try my utmost not to spread your legs open, and you know where this is going. Do you know why I want to spread your legs. Ah, you're such a smart girl. Yes, babe. It's because you look fucking beautiful right now. And I am just the luckiest guy in the world. Because I get to help you realize how beautiful you are. So, let's go have a bath. So you'll sit opposite me and I can spend the full duration just staring at your beautiful face. And your perfect hair. And I'll try and restrain myself until you're ready for me. Yeah. Yeah, you know you're beautiful. Yeah, I did have plans, but honestly, I'd much rather spend some time with you tonight. No, I haven't cancelled, but I'll cancel now. No, I'm cancelling. It's not about that, it's not about making you feel better, it's just that I want to spend time with you. You look really beautiful. Okay. Alright. I should go get that bottle. You just sit here, finish that glass. Because I want you a little tipsy when you climb in the bar with me. There's no time for reservations right now. No restraint, please. I like when you're a little bit naughty, and you know that, babe. You can't always be a good girl. Sometimes you've got to be a naughty girl. Isn't that right? Okay, babe. Sit here, relax, I'll go around the bath, and I will come fetch you by your lovely hand in about 10 minutes, okay? Alright. Babe, just remember, you're fucking beautiful.